Visionaries, Episode 2, Slow Deaths.
Radon stands at the doorway. He watches slave Ira sit an old man down. The steel collar binds her neck, just like the other slaves. The old man is Jarno of the First Blood, a former Archseer. He's the father of Grayson and Radon. His eyes are clenched shut. Ira notices Radon and bows.
Archseer Radon.
Radon moves the curtains to the side, filling the room with daylight.
It's beautiful outside. You don't need these candles.
You can go get those items for me now, Ira.
I'll be back for your prayer.
Good girl.
Slave Ira takes good care of you.
Yes. And we both enjoy the irony.
What irony?
Former Archseer dependent on a dead-eye slave.
All she can do is see.
Something I can't. And apparently something you can't either.
What are you talking about?
You have the Grand Herald, the only person that can see the future, and you can't see why listening to him is vital for Vision Rock?
Did you hear his vision? Dead-eye militants from the other side? A multi-eye beholder.
Even if it sounds ridiculous, how can you tell him otherwise? Do you carry the multi-ring blue eyes now?
No.
Then you cannot question what he saw.
He's been wrong before. Remember what he told you about me.
That's what this is about?
If he was wrong before, he can be wrong again.
I did not give you my eyes so the dead eyes can take Vision Rock from us. I gave it to you to extend our legacy. Don't let your pride cost us everything. Fix it.
Fine. I'll talk to him.
Don't talk. Listen.
Anything else?
What's going on with your brother?
He carried out the assignment. Lexi killed herself while he was there.
What about the baby?
He plans to continue with the ceremony. I was on my way to tell him no. People might think it's his daughter.
He'll still do it anyway.
That's because he knows you are protecting him. He challenges me every opportunity he can.
You're no better. Giving him Lexi as his first assignment? That was uncalled for.
He needed a reminder of his place. Still does, in my opinion.
You can't leave your brother to rot in a cell. Bad enough people think you had a hand in Jackson's death.
Speaking of, I burned the paper Grayson found.
Good. Now find who put it in the library in the first place. That wasn't a coincidence. Someone is trying to divide this family.
Do you think it's true? Jackson being poisoned?
No.
Slaves are packed into one camp. They all have on a black rubber mask that only features their dead eyes. Grayson stands on the other side of the fence. One slave continues shoveling. He has the number 3999 stamped on the forehead of his mask. This is Udo. He has the body of a warrior and scars of a slave.
It's pointless. The slaves will die.
We're already dying.
Not from being burned alive or your heads chopped off.
Dying from diseases or worse.
I'll speak to the healer. We can fix that.
You think that's what needs fixing?
You want freedom.
Deserve freedom.
I agree. But it won't happen overnight. And there's a way we could do this without bloodshed.
What do you want us to do? Ask your brother nicely? Your other brother tried to free slaves with words. And he was poisoned.
You don't know that for sure.
You honestly think he died of natural causes? Which side are you on? Will you fight with us or against us?
Your plan won't work.
Yes or no?
I'm giving you a better alternative.
Yes or no?
You kill my brother and then what? Walk away alive?
Yes or no?
Let me be your inside guy. Start from the inside. Fights aren't won by those that just force themselves down the middle. You need a plan.
And you can give me that plan.
Yes. But I need you to trust me and be patient. I'll help you get your freedom.
Okay, inside man. I'll hide that baby for you. But I will carry the rebellion as I planned, unless you set us free.
That's fair.
You got until the end of the week.
I can't free slaves that quick.
Better get to work.
Radon knocks on the open door. Or stops packing his bag.
Archseer.
How did you like the guest room?
Staying in the Blood Tower is always a treat.
Why are you leaving so soon?
I fulfilled my purpose. If I have another vision, I'll be back to report it.
I doubt any other vision you have can top the one you came here with. Seemed like the end of Vision Rock.
And the beginning of something else. Well, we will see. Eventually.
Only if we do nothing. I've given your last vision some thought. It would be stupid for me to ignore it. I apologize for how I responded.
You don't have to apologize. You have the pressure of leading Vision Rock.
And I need your help to do that. Send word to the other city's generals. We will hold a council meeting.
Thank you, Archseer. I will get right on it.
Grayson carries Maya in his arms. She's wrapped in a white blanket. The vision flame candle brightens the city in the late hours of the night. Grayson walks up to the first blood guards manning the entrance of Vision Flame. To the side of the candle, there's a row of slaves passing logs up to Vision Flame. The guard pours a few drops of a green liquid inside of Maya's mouth. The guard steps aside and lets Grayson through. Grayson enters Vision Flame and looks at the slaves tossing big logs inside of a huge furnace. They all have on their slave masks. A guard, Fires of the First Blood, watches the slaves like a hawk. She keeps her left hand on the pommel of her sword and a whip in her right hand. On the upper level of Vision Flame, First Blood mothers form a line. They all have a dead-eye baby wrapped in white. There's another guard posted inside of the room. This is Arzen of the First Blood. Grayson watches a mother place her baby on a table, and she pushes the baby into the fire. The door slams shut and conceals the flames. The mom drops to her knees. Grayson looks at the line of women. This is Tasha, pushed up to the furnace by Arzen.
Move.
Tasha stands in front of the flames. On the lower level, Deadeye's slaves continue throwing logs inside of the furnace. Since the logs are heavy, five slaves form an assembly line. The slave at the end of the assembly line stops and looks at the ceiling. The slave hunches over from the pain. Then he straightens up as if nothing happened. They pass a log that looks different. Unlike the other bare logs, this one is wrapped with branches and small leaves. That log works its way down the assembly line and gets thrown into the flame. Black smoke slowly rises. The slaves look at each other. Then they pass another log. This hollow log has a blanket stuffed inside. Tasha walks down the stairs from the upper level. She's being escorted by Arzen. Black smoke continues to rise.
Fires approaches the furnace.
She coughs and drops to the ground. Arzen pushes Tasha to the side and runs to Fires.
Fires!
Just as he gets closer to her, he coughs and collapses. Tasha grabs the hollow log from slave 1029 in front of the furnace. She gently places it down and wiggles the blanket out, which wraps a baby girl. Grayson coughs as he sees black smoke rising. Tasha runs up the steps. All of the First Blood mothers turn to Grayson.
So the rebellion starts with me dying.
Shut up about the rebellion.
The slave runs upstairs. He rushes to Grayson and tries to grab Maya.
Give him the baby.
No.
The slave needs to leave with the child before the guards wake up.
You're working with Udo?
You want to save the baby or not?
Grayson hands Maya to the slave.
You're going to pass out any minute now. When you wake up, this is who you get to burn.
Tasha gives the baby that was in the log to Grayson. Then she turns to all of the First Blood mothers.
Wipe the gel off!
She wipes a clear gel from under her nose. The gel counteracts the black smoke.
We need to pass out like the guards. Make sure the slaves do the same.
Is she dead?
Not yet.
I'm not burning this baby.
Yes, you are.
I can't.
Then we all burn once they realize this wasn't an accident. And all of this will be for nothing. You have to burn the baby. She's a slave. You'll be doing her a favor.
All of the mothers lie down. Tasha does the same. The room fills with black smoke.
Now you have a sample size of what we go through.
Saya looks outside the window of Grayson's room. Black smoke rises from the top of Vision Flame. Udo unbuckles his mask and slides it off in Slave's camp. Sweat drips from his face. He looks at the black smoke rising. Grayson stands bunched together with the First Blood mothers outside of Vision Flame. Bull marches up to Fyrez.
Did the Archseer's brother burn his assignment?
Yes.
Before or after the black smoke?
After.
Bull walks over to Grayson and the mothers.
The Archseer wants to see you, Grayson.
Lady Seer, Ithenia of the First Blood, pours herself a glass of wine. She carries a smaller version of the mantle on her back. She's a little older than Radahn, but her beauty is still radiant. Radahn sits at the opposite end of the long dining table.
I saw the Grand Herald. You told him to stay.
It doesn't make sense for him to leave and come right back.
So the other generals are coming?
Yes.
Merrin of the Green
Vein? Every general.
Were you going to tell me, or was I going to find out when he's knocking on our door?
I was waiting for the right time. I told you what Laura saw. We need to move on from the past.
He killed Jackson.
You can't say that.
How can you defend him?
Do you know how many theories I have heard? Jackson was killed by the Green Vein because he wanted to abolish slavery. I killed him because I wanted to become the Archseer. You killed him so you could be with me. He killed himself because he could not deal with the pressure. The fact is, he was sick.
With something Healer Ion has never seen before.
Healer Ion was a traitor.
That has nothing to do with the autopsy report.
He manipulated Jackson. The whole freeing the slaves idea.
Was his idea?
Planted by Ion. Jackson was weak. Earlier, you said Grayson was bothering you with all these questions about Jackson. And now, you sound just like him.
I just don't trust the Green Vein.
We'll talk about this later. Come in.
Grayson enters the room.
You wanted to see me?
Yes. What happened at Vision Flame?
Slaves burned the wrong log. I passed out. Everyone did.
A lot has been going on lately. It's starting to make me wonder. Who can I trust? Is there anything you need to tell me?
The slaves are reaching a boiling point. You...
Yes?
Could go lighter on them.
Are they going to protest?
That could be the starting ground.
Starting ground? For what? A rebellion?
Maybe.
You got too close to her, little brother. Bull! Where is my brother's slave?
I last saw her in Grayson's room.
Why do you need her?
Who's leading the rebellion, Grayson?
I don't know.
Bring her to me, Bull.
Wait, what's going on?
Who's leading the rebellion?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell me! Or I will have every First Blood guard take turns on your little girlfriend until she screams me the name. Fine. Bull!
Wait! Slave Udo.
Thank you for listening to Visionaries Audio Drama. If you like what you hear, kindly subscribe to us on visionariesaudiodrama.com. You can also follow us on social media for any updates. Ash to Flame.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.